About 25 students are crowded on the tree-lined bank of Sweetwater Creek in a state park west of Atlanta. They pose for photos in front of a Civil War-era mill and scramble on rocks. A few gather around their teacher, Nikita Womack, who's giving an impromptu lesson.
Okay, let's look at it. Let's look at some of the characteristics of the rock. And then, do you see the minerals here?
Yes.
Now, look at the differences.
Everyone in this class is African American. They go to M. Agnes Jones Elementary School, a couple blocks from the Atlanta University Center.
So we see layers. What kind of rock is that?
Womack says third grade is a high-stakes year.
This is a grade level that tests a lot.
One of the things on those standardized tests is geology.
Teaching is one thing in the classroom, but bringing it outside of the classroom is another way of for the kids to connect. And it's real world.
Real world, but not necessarily a world these kids who live near downtown see that often.
What did he find?
A shell.
We get to explore and learn different kinds of things and see different kinds of animals.
That's Randeja Price. Earlier on the hike, she saw a deer and some salamanders.
They were black and slimy.
So clearly, this is fun for the kids, and it adds to their learning experience. But it's also good for the parks. Colin Knauss is with the nonprofit organization National Park Trust.
There's been a lot of studies recently that are showing, well, parks are getting a lot of visitors, but if you actually go and look deeper into it, it's older visitors.
It's also whiter visitors. Knauss says officials at the National Park Service and the Forest Service know they have a demographics problem.
The thing that I like to say is, you know, if they don't see it, they can't connect with it.
Knauss came down here from Washington, D.C. for this field trip. He says the National Park Trust has worked with more than 60 schools around the country. Georgia Pacific is helping pay for this one. Knauss helps plan the trip, and when parks are too strapped for cash to keep interpretive rangers on staff, he'll step in and teach the kids.
If everyone could get off to the side just a little bit.
That's not a problem at this park.
My name is Don. I'm the interpretive ranger here.
Don Scarborough says Sweetwater Creek State Park does get a more diverse mix of people than other parks since it's relatively close to Atlanta.
Who's been here before? Could you raise your hand?
Only one hand goes up. But this trip may have inspired some return visits. Alexia Weaver's son is in this class.
We do outdoorsy stuff, but we usually stick to the parks that are close to home.
She says now she's thinking they could venture out more. Molly Samuel, WABE News.